Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast. This is Emma Danzi, your host. I am thrilled to share with you that we are starting our new journey on our next hat, the Hat of Mentor. This is a hat that is near and dear to my heart because I have had countless women pour into me and invest in my life, and I have had the privilege and joy of investing in others. Today, we're going to get started with talking about what does it look like to be called and commissioned by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Himself, and how big of a responsibility, a joy, and an honor that it is that we all as Christians have been called. Lord Jesus, we thank You for today. We thank You that You have commissioned us to make disciples. And as we seek after You in the hat of mentorship, would You give us a fresh word, a fresh perspective on a very well-known passage of Scripture today? Would You reveal in our hearts any areas of surrender and show us how we can be thoroughly investing in the lives of other people and other young women around us? In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I had the honor and the joy of sitting down with a few different college students for one-on-one discipleship. Now, part of my job is actually investing in doing ministry with college students, and that is just a delight to me. And today, I sat down with two of the girls in particular, and we started to write out what it would look like to multiply our faith. So we wrote the name of our mentor, and then under that, we would write our name. And then under me, I would write a couple other names. And then under those names, I would pretend that they each had two other people that they were investing in. And then under those, they had two more. And we all looked at our charts, our little graphs that we had created, and we revealed to one another how many people could be discipled or mentored and impacted by us choosing to take some time weekly, regularly, to pour into the lives of others around us. And it was insane. One of the girls, I think, had 40 people that if she chose to invest in these certain people, it would be 40 or 60, or it was something much greater than her thinking about just that one person or that group of people that she was going to meet with. Each one of us as women have this joy and this responsibility to share our faith with others. We are called in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. It says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." These were the last words of Jesus before He ascended into heaven after His resurrection. This was His great commission. This was His charge to us as believers in Christ. First, we're going to break down what it meant for Him to say, go and make disciples of all nations. Webster's dictionary defines commission in multiple ways. So they call this the Great Commission, to go and make disciples. So Webster says that commission means an authorization or command to act in a prescribed manner or to perform prescribed acts. It's a charge. It's authority to act for, in behalf of, or in place of another. So we think about Jesus himself was ascending, but he was sending his Spirit afterwards to all who believe in him. So we are called to act on his behalf. It's a task or a matter entrusted to one as an agent for another, a group of persons directed to perform some duty. So this is a command to us. We have been commanded and charged with the responsibility of making disciples. What I find interesting on top of all of this is when I think about the word commission, I can't help but think about it in a business perspective. A commission is also referred to as a portion of money or payment received from a transaction in a business. When we go and we make disciples, we are being given a portion of the inheritance of Christ to share with others. We have been freely given this gift of salvation, and we are inviting others into his kingdom work, as we ourselves have been invited into the work that he is already doing. This means that I have this treasure that's in heaven. I have this joy through Christ, and I am going to be sharing that with others. And my commission is that I get to have eternal life, not because of anything I've done, but because Jesus already did it on the cross. But when I share and I'm invited into the work that he's already doing, I'm getting to share that treasure, share that inheritance with someone else. And it's just a beautiful picture of us being invited into the family of our royal King of Kings. And when it says make disciples of all nations, maybe you're not going overseas. Maybe you're not able to even be out of your country right now. But the fact is that we are in every nation. And wherever someone is from, wherever they've been, we are called to make disciples. We are called to reach the entire world for Christ. We should not judge others and decide who is allowed to know Jesus and who is not. God makes it clear that he so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever should believe in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life. If God has a heart for the world, then we have a heart for the world. So whether you're discipling and mentoring someone here on another country through FaceTime or Zoom, or you simply are meeting up with somebody that has a different background than you, that's amazing. You're reaching the world. Keep going. The second part of this scripture passage is baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you hear the word baptizing them, sure, this can literally mean helping a new believer be baptized, but it's also just standing by them in their decision to become a follower of Jesus. I had the great privilege and honor of being with a student last fall who gave their heart and their life to Jesus. I never did anything special. I simply showed up and gave an invitation. And this young woman was moved by the Holy Spirit and accepted Christ's sacrifice on her behalf. And I think what's really beautiful is when we are given the opportunity to walk alongside of new believers, there's this excitement and this joy and this freshness that we can see of the gospel. And she is so eager to learn and to know who her God is. And we get to be those types of mentors who walk alongside our mentees as people who are pointing them and directing them to scripture and to the gospel in their lives. When we're approaching that, though, we want to continue to walk with grace, walk with understanding, walk with humility that God has entrusted this relationship to us. And so if somebody's approaching you and they're not a believer, or if you feel led to invest in someone's life who hasn't accepted Christ yet, that's wonderful. That's part of multiplying. That's the purpose, really, of making a disciple. Don't be afraid to step out and regularly meet with someone. Show that you care about them. Pray with them. Point them to scripture with whatever's going on and share the gospel with them. A wonderful app is called God Tools, and knowing God personally is part of that app. And it's just a really easy tool to take someone through what the gospel is. Maybe you'll have an opportunity to use that tool or another tool like it to point someone to Christ.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Whether you're mentoring someone who's not a believer yet, who is a new believer and maybe has a lot of questions and wants to learn more about the Bible, or you're meeting with somebody who's fervently seeking God and has a really strong relationship with Him, you can spur whoever that is on and help them to grow in Christ wherever they are on their journey with Him. And I think that's part of the beauty of mentorship, is we're all on a journey. We're all being sanctified. We're all being set apart to look more like Christ. And we all have areas of growth. As a mentor, it's really important that we also are being teachable, that we know that we're on a journey, that we can be authentic with our mentee about our own sanctification process. Third, there's another portion of this passage, and it says, "And teaching them to obey everything I commanded you." A huge role of the mentor is to teach the mentee about the gospel, foundations of the faith, and about the Bible. When another person is entrusted to us, we are given the responsibility to point them towards what God has to say through Scripture. And this is not always easy because we're all sinful, and sometimes we have to have hard conversations in love. And sometimes we make mistakes and we have to confess to our mentees of how we've let them down. One of the best messages that I personally have ever heard on mentoring was by Jen Wilkin and Melissa Kruger when they were interviewed by the Journey Women podcast. And this was in September on the 13th of 2021. And I'm going to include that in a link because it was such a refresher of what does it look like if I desire to mentor, or what does it look like if I desire to be mentored? How can I get plugged in? And really, what is this role in a practical way? And it was so beneficial to me. So I hope that you'll be blessed by that, because in the podcast, they talk about the impact of mentorship in their own walks with God, and then how we can lean into honestly the local church and pursue deeper relationships with the women who are there. What qualifies us to wear the hat of mentors, though? These are women that I look up to in this podcast that I just mentioned, but you and I are also called, because we are called to make disciples of all nations. So this means that we've got to go. We've got to look around our communities. We've got to see where are areas that we can reach out and who are people we can invest in. To be a Christ follower in a healthy place who says yes to investing regularly in someone younger in the faith, that is what a mentor is. We do not need to be Bible scholars to be a mentor. And I think a lot of us can use that excuse to avoid stepping into that role. But really, God is calling us. If we are those three things, if we're a Christ follower, if we're healthy in our walk with God, and then if we are willing to say yes, then He will use us. God commands us in Matthew 22:37 to love God with all of who we are and to love our neighbors as ourselves. if we're loving God with all of our lives, and we're also in a healthy place in that love and identity through Christ, then we will be able to love others well. There's no perfect mentor, but a healthy mentor will lead to a healthy relationship. This means that there's going to be authenticity. There's going to be boundaries. There's going to be genuine love and care for one another. We cannot teach others what we are not learning ourselves. And so as a mentor, as we are wanting to teach what Jesus has commanded, we need to also be implementing this in our own lives. And being in the Bible regularly is vital to being able to share it with others. Lastly, it says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." What I love about this is that Jesus is reminding us that in the midst of our relationships and our imperfections in mentoring, he is always with us. We will not always say the right thing. We're going to sin against each other because we are human. However, with humility, we can approach these relationships knowing that our God is with us. He is in our midst when we feel like we don't have words to say to our mentee. The Holy Spirit will help speak through us. When we are fully dependent on him and aware that he is working in this mentor relationship, we can also see what he is desiring to teach us through whoever we're mentoring, because we are equally growing and learning together. I'm going to read these verses one more time just for us to reflect on as we start off this hat of mentorship. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always till the end of the age," the very end of the age. Jesus is with us. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 reminds us that we are commissioned, we are called, we are sent out on behalf of our risen Savior Jesus. This week, how are you going to make disciples? How are you already investing in the lives of others? Who has God placed in your sphere of influence that you could invest in on a deeper level? And also, how does the fact that Jesus is with us encourage you in your imperfections as a mentor? His grace upon grace is always with us. He never leaves us. And if we say yes to him, he will use us, and we can proudly and boldly wear the hat of mentor. Next week, I want to go ahead and share some exciting news that I will be having a special guest on the podcast. We are going to have 2 interview weeks. And next week, I'll be interviewing Kristen from Girl Defined Ministries of Texas. And the next week, I will be interviewing Bethany from Girl Defined. These are incredible women who are loving the Lord with everything that they are and investing in young women of the next generation. I cannot think of a better interview setup for the hat of mentorship. These girls are on fire for God, and they are making a difference, and they are investing their lives in the next generation. So you do not want to miss it. Tune in next week. I look forward to meeting you back here on Her Many Hats podcast.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.